Modern agriculture has benefited from advances in biological science, but those advances have come largely from genetics, which originated with the work of Augustinian monk Gregor Mendel. Mendel found Darwin's theory unpersuasive. The data he collected led him to conclude that heredity involves the transmission of stable factors that determine an organism's traits. Although the factors can be mixed and matched during reproduction, they remain discrete and unchanging from one generation to the next. Darwin's view of heredity was quite different. He believed that every cell in an organism produces gemmules that transmit characteristics to the next generation in a blending process he called pangenesis. The advantage of Darwin's view was that gemmules could be changed by external conditions or by use and disuse, and thus account for evolutionary change. The disadvantage of Darwin's view was that it was false. Mendel's theory of stable factors contradicted Darwin's theory of changeable gemmules. Thus, although Mendel's work was published in 1866, Darwinists totally ignored it for more than three decades. William Bateson, one of the scientists who rediscovered Mendelian genetics at the turn of the century, wrote that the cause for this lack of interest was unquestionably to be found in that neglect of the experimental study of the problem of species, which supervened on the general acceptance of the Darwinian doctrines. The question, it was imagined, had been answered and the debate ended. Even after 1900, Darwinists had little use for Mendel's theory. By the 1930s, however, the evidence had corroborated Mendelian genetics. Darwinists abandoned pangenesis and subsumed Mendelism in a neo-Darwinian synthesis that still dominates evolutionary biology. Darwinist Bruce Alberts now claims that Darwinism is at the core of genetics. Yet Mendel had no need for Darwin's hypothesis. How can Darwinism, which contributed nothing to the origin of genetics and resisted it for half a century, now be at its core? It is Darwinism that needs genetics, not genetics that needs Darwinism. Very obvious. The Darwin-Wallace theory of evolution is based on such flimsy assumptions, mainly of morphological, anatomical nature, that it can hardly be called a theory. I would rather believe in fairies than in such wild speculation. Nobel laureate Ernst Chain, 1972. Medicine. Texas Tech University biology professor Michael Dini refuses to recommend for medical school any student who will not give a Darwinian account of the origin of the human species. According to Dini, the central unifying principle of biology is the theory of evolution, which includes both micro and macro evolution, and which extends to all species. Someone who ignores the most important theory in biology cannot expect to properly practice in a field that is now so heavily based on biology.